Thank you, Chair. Good afternoon, everyone. So I wanted to talk about the role of international law, basically, around transboundary hydropower. So next slide, please. I think it's important that we always keep this in mind. And we've heard a little bit about this before by previous speakers, but it's important to remember that where we're looking at hydropower potential, a lot of that, I mean, we're looking at doubling hydropower in terms of meeting some of these global targets around energy transition. Next slide, please. And invariably, those activities are going to take place on transboundary rivers. And I don't think I need to explain to this group the importance of transboundary waters around the world. But I would emphasize that there are certainly challenges. We know there are challenges in establishing legal arrangements for these basins, which are central to developing sustainable and equitable hydropower. Next slide, please. So what we see, and we've seen from the SDG reporting, only 32 countries have 90% or more of their transboundary basins covered by operational arrangements. So there's a huge need to accelerate progress in establishing operational arrangements. And in the absence of these basin arrangements, what is there? Well, there's customary international law. There's the rules and principles that we see within the water conventions. And we also see for hydropower, international human rights law comes into play, and international investment law is important. And there are many standards and policies, such as World Bank, environmental and social frameworks, that to a greater or lesser extent relate to transboundary hydropower, provide guidance on transboundary hydropower, and guide the implementation of the international law. Next slide, please. But what we see is there's a question here in terms of, you know, how specific are they? How much guidance do they really provide within specifically on transboundary hydropower projects? I think we can say that certainly World Bank, other development banks have specific safeguard policies around that focus on transboundary projects. But there are a lot of other standards. I list some of them here, Equator Principles, OECD guidelines, and so on, that are not particularly specific in terms of hydropower projects that take place on transboundary rivers. So that raises into question in terms of how do we apply them collectively in terms of to ensure we have good due diligence standards for projects taking place on transboundary waters. And I think there's a lot of work still to do there. Next slide, please. And a lot of research. I think we need to develop a deeper knowledge and understanding of that applicable law across water law, environmental law, human rights, investment law, make sure that there's convergence across these different areas of law, and then the policies and standards. But I think we can learn a lot from experience as well, from different basins, and we'll hear more in this panel, but we can certainly learn more about how laws have applied in practice and what works well and why. And we've been doing some of that activity. We had a workshop, some of us here were attended a workshop in Bologna to look at this issue. We developed a checklist which essentially maps out the applicable law, the policies and standards that apply to transboundary projects. And checklist, the image you can see there, a special issue on this topic as well. Conference to be held in Edinburgh in June around due diligence, and there's also a PhD studentship which is being offered at my university, Northumbria University, to look at in that. So there's certainly lots of more we can do on this. Next slide, please. So quickly in terms of summary, so we need to strengthen international law due to this increased interest in hydropower and transboundary rivers. There's significant progress in the legal architecture, but there are big challenges in ensuring that we have all our basins covered by operational arrangements. Need to link across different areas of law. and lots of opportunities to develop knowledge and understanding in this area, to learn lessons from the past, better tailor the laws and policies and standards to the transboundary hydropower context, build on the support on the work of the Water Convention, which is all critical for ensuring future projects are implemented in an equitable and sustainable way. Thank you.